Sasha. Hi, Charles. Hi, Chanka. Hi, Chakra. Hi, PBG. Good morning. Hi, Bobby.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Coming to you live from across the United States of America. From the shores of Washington to the shores of Georgia. With a little stop in the mountains in Colorado. Welcome, everybody, for coming in. Us old people are doing good. How are you younguns doing out there? What a full house this morning. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
I know. I'm trying to catch up here. Hi, Tony. Trying to catch up. I'm sorry. Late.
Uh-oh. Steptoe, uh-oh. You got the flu, buddy? You got the flu? Vitamin C.
Oh, yes.
Get that lemon tea brewed up and drink that stuff. That's what I do, and I've been kind of fighting something the last couple of days, and I feel pretty good today.
Yeah?
I feel like the music. Yeah.
Ginger and lemon.
Yep.
Hi,
that's
John.
What Grammy's been
welcome.
Making for me, man cave. Hello, everybody. Glad to see you. Eric, good to see you, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning. You're good.
Dean.
Doctor.
And before I forget, hi, Dina Joe.
Hi, Tom.
It's good to see everybody, John Gale. Mm-hmm. It's good to see everybody, John Gale, Steptoe, Man Cave. Steptoe... Already said Steptoe. Let's see.
Tron who's else here?
Tuttles. Tony. Troncat. Good to see everybody, man. What
Bobby.
A great day.
I forgot Bobby. Say hi to Bobby.
Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Meow. I'm looking at a different list.
Meow.
You can tell I just woke up. Yeah. Hey, I've been up for about 5 minutes. What are you talking about? Come on now.
There's Bobby. See?
Hey, Bobby.
Say hi to Bobby again.
Hello, Bobby. Again. Nice. Good to see everybody. What a nice day. What do we got here? The 13th of October. 13th of October, man. We only got about, 17 days to Halloween or something like that. Man, can't wait. And I was in a craft store. No, where was I? Oh, I was in the Home Depot. And it's like they're cleaning out their Halloween stuff already. They're cleaning it out, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Really?
I'm going, Halloween's not even here
wait
yet.
A minute.
Come on.
I've only been seeing it maybe 3 weeks. It's been out, but oh my gosh, really? It's on clearance? You're not even having to wait till after Halloween. It's on clearance already.
So is that Balramu? Is that Balramu there?
Yes. Uh-huh. It is.
I don't know what happened with him. All of a sudden he just got blocked out of everything. I don't know what's going on. Hope they get that straightened out for you, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, he was blocked from everybody's show. And he fired over some screenshots on Twitter, I think it was, going, hey, can anybody help me? What's going on? And I saw that he was banned on ours. And I said, man, I haven't banned you. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, buddy. You're not on my
business. And the three shows that blocked him, apparently Real Patriots Voice blocked him for no reason.
Yeah, but why would he be blocked on ours? I don't know. Man Cave says, you banned me. Asha, come on.
Well, the truth is it's no secret that you get very peculiar types here on Podbean, and And a prime example is how those malicious trolls keep coming in and stealing pictures of ours and then and then coming up with such insulting and vile usernames we can't even repeat them. But the word of advice is take a picture of it with their web address, report it to Podbean, and they're going to shut it down.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with, like, Bahram, you getting banned? I mean, who's banning
him? I guess people who are blocking him are just not very open-minded.
Either that or somebody's going around parading to be him, and when he goes in, he gets banned. I don't know what's going on.
You apologized, he said.
What a nicer guy than him. You know? I mean, please.
NWG. I know. Hey,
speaking of him, there he is right there. Good morning.
I love him. He's so kind and so gentle and just, but he's straightforward and he tells you the truth.
Keep the scotch down. Yeah, what is going on with that, buddy? Well, I just want you to know.
Yeah, thanks for getting back to me yesterday on Twitter. What had happened is I've accrued 3 bans in the past few weeks by simply just asking questions in the RPV show and the Dark Bear show, and they didn't like the questions. I was being very respectful, and they banned me. And then someone took a offense to John DeVito show, saying that he was like cultist radio. So I stuck up for him, and he banned me. And it turns out, Podbean, if you accrue 3 bans,
right.
Podbean ban you for 7 days.
I understand that rule, yeah. But you should be able to appeal it, get reinstated. I don't know.
Man. Yeah, well, I've emailed them and said, look, you maybe should look into this because that gives all the power to the host if they don't like anything you're saying. And I'm meaning I was very respectful. I wasn't being mean or using swear words.
You always are.
You're very respectful. You're the type of person that you want to have a conversation with, even if you disagree with them.
Thank you. So all I was doing was asking them questions, and if they don't like what you're saying, they can ban you, and if you get 3 bans, you're banned from Podbean. And that affects, like yesterday when I came onto your show, I went on to Mike Tampa Bay's show, and you had me banned, and Mike had me banned, and I'm like, what's going on? So I didn't know. And it turns out that Podbean actually ban you for 7 days. So I had to start up a new account because obviously I like to interact with you guys. I love all the shows that are on, and I like to comment and call in. So this is horrible.
That's weird. I don't understand. I don't even remember seeing you yesterday, honestly, to be honest with you. But
I was in your show. Yeah.
Well,
I was in your show.
Yeah. He locked in. All right.
That's weird.
Here we go. We're getting the We got a British guy and we got a Scottish guy. I don't want you guys fighting. Okay.
I was just going to say, if you can't understand what he said that he's been banned.
Oh, gosh.
Easy now. I don't know. Talking about centuries of bad feelings here. We don't want you guys to know how this
I'm already just giving bad banner.
I know. It's great.
Anyway, guys, I'm at my work. I'll have to leave the call, but thanks for letting me clear that up. I just wanted you guys to know that's what was going on.
Thank you for letting me clear it up with you because, we don't want to. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, thanks, man. And come on in.
Thank you.
Feel free to call in anytime and check us out, man.
Welcome, OEW.
Asha, what are you doing? You troublemaker.
No, old man.
Well,
how could you dare call me a troublemaker? I'm far from a troublemaker.
Well, right away when you come in the chat room, what's the first thing you say? How you doing, old people? I can't be mad at that because I am an old guy. Yeah, so there you go.
It just might sound rude, but it's not meant across to be as rude. I'm just saying, hello, old people.
I gotta tell you, I don't take anything coming from you directed at me as being rude. No,
I know.
You're my bestest all-time bestest friend, man. Come on.
Don't be saying that too much because Dean is going to get jealous. I know.
I just got green envy in me.
Hi, T-Bone.
Well, how you guys been? You been all right?
Yeah,
we've been all right. We've been good. Yeah. It's a little rain where I'm at in the Pacific Northwest. It's not too cold this morning, but it's rainy. It's a typical Pacific Northwest weather. It's a little nippy, but it's raining. So, but I've been doing good. I can't speak for, Dina Joe. I mean, I don't know how she's been doing.
Hi, Rockin' Al.
She tells you, she tells you you're doing okay, but then she just, you know, she gets in one of those moods.
Oh, you said,
come on now.
I'm just teasing. He
said, come on now, say.
And Eric, I think Eric's doing okay. He's kind of muted right now, but I think he's doing all right.
I'm doing good.
See? Told you. Yeah, we're doing all right. How are you doing? Yeah.
You know what? I can't complain. The only thing I was going to say about adding to the weather here has just been typical, where 1 minute you get like the most, like a flash of rain. Like it's literally, like you think you, go on.
Hey, have you been out doing any magnet trolling or anything lately?
Magnet fishing? I went out the other day, but I didn't. All I got was just tumbleweed, so I ain't got nothing to really bounce back with you. And what I mean, not actual tumbleweed. I mean, like just grass from the pond. Just in case, well, you're thinking tumbleweed's not magnetic.
Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds like you got you know Tuddles, right? Tuddles that comes in the show.
Me and Tuddles are like them two. Me, Tuddles, and Dark Bear are like them people who just sit and talk about magnet fishing for that long.
Yeah, see, you're just getting everybody. You're getting everybody. Oh, really? So, who'd you say, Dark Bear?
Yeah,
Dark Bear.
Wow. Well, see, if we could get you three guys on here at the same time, we just have a big magnet fishing podcast. Yeah,
are you guys sure? In there.
I didn't know Dark Bear did that also.
Yeah, Dark Bear did it as well.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen him. Yeah, he needs to come in. If you're listening to the shows, Dark Bear, you need to come in and share with us your magnet fishing story.
What you've caught in the woods.
Yeah, because we're keeping track. We're keeping score so far. I got to tell you, man, the biggest thing. Man cave's winning on the most interesting things being caught, magnet fishing.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Tuttles had any luck catching back his fishing pole yesterday.
Oh, I don't know. That's right. Did you hear about that,
any
man
luck, cave? Tuttles? Any luck?
No, what happened?
He lost his fishing rod and all
nothing
that.
Nothing yet. Oh.
He set it down right when a fish hit the line and the fish pulled it right off into the water.
Oh, mate. Well, do you know what you need then? Get your magnet and pick it back up.
That's what he's been trying
to
do.
That's what he's been trying to do.
He's been trying to find it. He's been trying to find it and he just can't get it, you know.
It was a big fish.
You got to admit, that's kind of like looking for a needle in a haystack because you can't, I can't imagine the water's clear, you know,
and it's moving.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that thing could be a mile down the river by now. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I feel sorry for it. It's like that time when my magnet
it's muddy water, he said.
The river.
Yeah.
And I had to tie a bit of metal from what I found before. Use the rope as the metal, then get it to stick to the magnet, then retrieve the magnet from that way.
Oh, so you did get it back, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I was real proud of myself. You know, like that moment, you're just like, hey.
Yeah, that's quite, that's it. If you could get that back, you betcha. You know. Well,
just going off topic a little bit, old man. So today's been a long day at work.
Gina.
So I've come back and I've poured myself a nice little cheeky rum. So I'm going to toast one to you, sir.
Well, I'm going to lift up a cup of coffee and toast with you, buddy. Toast right back at you. Here we go.
That was nice.
Yeah, well, you worked hard. Like you said, you had a kind of a little challenging day. So a little sip of rum, and there you go. So what kind of rum do you got? Is that Captain Morgan?
No, I don't drink that nonsense. It's lamb's spice rum.
So you don't like Captain Morgan's? Captain Morgan's?
The thing is, I used to have Captain Morgan's every Christmas for about 3 or 4 years because that's all my family kind of knew what I drank. So I was like, whatever, just get me a rum. I don't mind. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I'll get you this rum. So I'm like, oh, I open it up. Captain Morgan's. And then I get like 3 or 4 bottles of it. And then, you know, when you're just like,
hi, Jane, welcome.
I'm not trying to sound like ungrateful, but Yeah, thank you. I don't really drink it anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just like that thing. It's like getting socks every time off your mum for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It'd be different if they would mix it up. You know, if they go, okay, I'm going to get Ashes some rum. But let's see. Oh, well, I see. I got him Captain's Morgan last year. Let me get him something else this year. Let me get him some of this rum, you know. In my younger days, I was a Bacardi. I drank Bacardi rum when I was younger. And I don't know when was the last time I had Bacardi.
Bacardi's all right.
I used to drink that Bacardi 101. Is that what it was? Bacardi's 101?
I believe it's what that name was.
What's that?
The brown one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it had the higher, it was the stronger, it was the higher proof run, the 101.
The good stuff.
The good stuff, exactly. But I used to ruin it because I was young. Oh, 151. There you go. Bacardi 151. Thank you, Mr. A. But I used to ruin it because I'd mix it with soda. I'd mix it with a Coke, you know, rum and Coke. And I was like,
You'd mix it with what? Sorry.
I'd mix it with a Coke. I'd have a rum and Coke.
Okay, so you didn't? Did you say soda?
I don't know. I may have.
Hi, Shonda.
You know me. I'm old. I can't remember what I said 2 seconds ago.
I nearly got you.
Yeah,
I nearly
soda, got you. Pop.
Yeah.
I don't drink any of those things.
What's that, Dina Jo?
I don't drink soda or pop or whatever. I just don't drink that.
Do you drink anything that's carbonated?
Bubble water.
Bubble water. Oh, that's right.
Like bubble seltzer water.
Sparkling
water.
What did you call it?
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water. Yeah. Yeah, bubble
that's
water.
Dina, that's just disgusting, my life.
No, the ones with lemon or lime in it, it's good. No, it makes my stomach feel better when you don't feel good.
That makes you not feel good drinking it, man. You can't drink more. It's like,
no!
I tell you what, I thought I would try this water. I was in the shop the other day, this American shop. And it's American pizza store. And I thought, oh, let me just try this water, thinking it's just like normal water. But looking at it now, and it's like it's New York water it was. So I thought, well, why not? I'll buy that. Turn out to find, and when I open it, it all started bubbling. I'm like, oh. Well, let me just try it. I was like, no, I'd spit that back out straight. I was like, no. I don't know how people can drink sparkling water. And my friend moved to America. And then when he came back, we went to the pub. And there's a drink called, is it Soulsizer or
Soulsizer? Seltzer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He ordered one of those because it's got, one of them's got alcohol in it, hasn't it? Like, yes. It's like 5% right. Alcohol in it.
Yeah.
So he was there drinking that, and I was like, what the hell are you drinking? He says, try this. I was like, no, that is absolutely disgusting. How can you know? I just don't get how people can drink soda water like fizzy water like that.
I have never had a seltzer. I've never had a hard seltzer, hard lemonade, because I just go, I ain't drinking that. I mean, if I'm going to drink something, give me a drink. You know, I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to drink. You know, like I don't know. I don't know. I just don't. I think it's crazy. I mean, you know, it's like Alka-Seltzer. Exactly, Steptoe.
No.
Those seltzer drinks are like drinking Alka-Seltzer. but no, I've just never been there. Has never been no appealing to those things to me whatsoever. You know,
yeah,
it's just nonsense. But I'm going to be listening. I'm just
all right, buddy.
I'm going to go on mute, but I'm still going to be here. I'm just going to put my headphones on. You can't really hear me through my headphones.
All right. Well, thanks, man. All right. Well, thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I'm sorry, Dina, to kind of like pee in your chips on that, but.
That's okay. You can pee in my chips any day. It's all right.
It's just disgusting to me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just can't say it. I have to say
it. I love you.
I spoke up for the people, and everybody knows me.
You spoke up for the people. Yay.
That's
thank
okay.
You.
You know what I mean? Everyone needs a rebellion in the world, and here I am.
Speak it up for the people. Thanks, Asha.
Bye, Asha.
Hey, Dina Joy, I had an idea here. You know, we don't have but maybe one, two weeks, 14, 15, 16 days. 16 days really before Halloween. Our Halloween show is going to be the 29th of October.
Oh, yeah.
But I was thinking, why don't we have a jack-o'-lantern carving contest like we did with the gingerbread stuff? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if I have time for that.
Well, you don't have to be.
High radio projects. I'm looking at my calendar.
I know. Well, you've got some big things coming up. You got little Ava coming and all that stuff. And so I wasn't particularly, thinking that you would be involved, but you know, it might be something Lewis might want to do. I don't know. I don't know. What do you people think in the chat room? Should we do a?
I could be a judge.
You could be the judge. Should we do a jack-o'-lantern carving contest? You carve a jack-o'-lantern, throw a candle in it, snap a picture of it, and send it to us, just like we did last year with our gingerbread house making thing. You know. That would be
Y'all should, Mr. A said. No one has time for that, says J Baby. I know, that's what I'm saying.
So it's kind of a mixed emotion. All right. Well, maybe we'll just let it go. Maybe we'll do it next year. It probably would have been better if I'd have said it at the beginning of the month.
Yeah, not so close.
Yeah.
Let's put into the thought of the gingerbread houses since Costco is already selling them. So, you know, we will have our annual gingerbread
building. Oh, yeah. We're doing that again. We're going to do
our second annual
gingerbread building contest.
And I guess we'll still have Asha be the judge.
Yes. Asha is still going to be the judge.
Yes.
And And so we'll start promoting that.
Yes, I know, Mr. A. Exactly. Get him now if you see him because there's going to be a shortage.
But you can't buy a pre-made one. You've got to buy the kit.
Yeah, you have to buy the kit and put the balls together yourself. You can't open up the box and it's already put together.
You can't go to your local baker and say, "Give me the Taj Mahal gingerbread house."
Yeah.
Oh, now see, tunnels. Come on, jack-o'-lanterns would be fun. Yeah, but
Shire spot. Oh my gosh.
I think we'll let you go. I mean, we won't have a contest, but by golly, if you're going to carve a jack-o'-lantern, make sure you send it because I am. I'm carving one.
We didn't do a jack-o'-lantern last year. No. We did gingerbread houses. He wants to do one this year, but a couple of us are saying it's a little close to the time. But you kind of have to do it closer to the time so that they don't get all shrunken up and gross, I guess.
Yeah, but you got to put it out. What's that, Eric?
And I remember like Grammy last year, but doing like the Halloween candy art, like turn them like into scarecrows.
And other
Halloween, themed characters.
Right.
I don't know if she'll be doing that again this year or not.
Well, I don't know. She's always going to make those. Maybe. I mean, she
she's always full of surprises, right, old man?
Yeah, she is. But you're right, Eric, and we'll have to see what Grammy's up to. But she kind of liked the idea of carving a jack-o'-lantern.
Asha wants to be a judge of the jack-o'-lanterns too.
Dina, me and you judges. Oh yeah. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Oh, I don't know.
The gingerbread houses?
No, she can't be a judge of a gingerbread house. No.
No.
No, Asha, you are going to still be the judge of the gingerbread houses.
Contest.
You got to do that.
Would love if your missus would be a partake in it too.
Yeah.
But we'll leave that up to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't have any beef with you, Asha.
Oh, that's, I know what he's getting to now. Yeah. No, I think she's gotten over that man cave, and she's locked and loaded for this year. She's going to come out guns blazing.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. There's, oh, man. And the thing is we make sure we open up that gingerbread building contest to everybody's kids, too. So if you have kids, let them build a gingerbread house. Yeah, we had 12.
We started doing it because I'd never made one before. And I'd asked the old man if he made one, and Eric. And Eric, I think Eric had said he'd made one a long time ago. And so we just decided that's what we were going to do.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue to do it because it was a fun time. I did have fun. I put a lot of time into that, Asha.
And we had 12 participants. So we had a big supply of gingerbread houses. And Man Cave was the judge. He didn't know who built what because we presented him to him with a number, and he had to just pick what number was, what he thought was the best. And he picked a number, and then he picked a second place one, and the person that won it was Dina Jones Lewis. Lewis won the contest, and the person that Man Cave picked for second place was the old man. Yeah, baby.
No, I thought it was Grammy.
No, it was me. Okay. I would never forget anything like that.
See, I know. That's why I think there was cheating involved, old man.
Well, they
it was rigged, Tom, Mr. T.
No, it wasn't rigged. Oh, boo, everybody. No, it wasn't rigged. But we had a blast. We had some good gingerbread houses made. I mean, everybody was into it. I got the list here someplace of everybody that was into, but they had their kids get into it.
Oh, John, they're still on our Facebook.
They're on the webpage, yeah.
On our Facebook page. What is our Facebook page? It's The Old Man Without an S at Facebook. How do you say it? I don't know how you'd say that, but I haven't been on there forever. I just click.
You haven't.
I click a button and I go in through that way. You know, I don't go on through typing it in. When Eric has a moment, I'll ask him. Welcome.
I got it right here.
Thank you.
I got it right here. This thing will open. Computer's going slow today.
Old Man Podcast.
There you go.
But I don't know what it is after that. Thank you.
You just go to the Facebook page, and
I thought there was no S. Why is there an S there?
There is an S, but there's no apostrophe.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an S, but there's no apostrophe. So you can get there and scroll through the photos, and you can see all the gingerbread houses that were made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of recipes on there too, and
yeah. Good times.
Thank you, Jay. I didn't think there was an S.
Yeah, there is.
No,
The Old Man's Podcast. I took this right off of Facebook when I posted BBT. This.
Eric must be driving.
I took it right off the podcast. I mean, off of the Facebook page. Yeah, see, Mike Tampa Bay's got it there too. That's right off the Facebook page. But anyway, you can find it. You can find it there. The Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric.
I wish you could click on
that. And we do have all those pictures posted. We have all those pictures posted, and it's just good times. Mm-hmm. Good times. When we did it last year, we all had so much fun, and we are definitely, definitely having it again, you know. I don't know what's going on with this. That's the Twitter. Mike's got the Twitter thing. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's everybody. It's got crazy. What's going on? I don't know. But anyway, it'll be a lot of fun. And we said last year after we did it, we were definitely going to do it again because it is so much fun.
It was.
Okay. But I don't know.
I'm actually walking inside of a grocery store right now.
Oh.
Because a couple of the Kroger grocery stores I go to are not 24 hours anymore as of, like, Sunday.
The Old Man with Dina, Joe, and Eric is what it is on Facebook.
I'll put our email address. Copy.
Thank you, Copy. Joseph.
Oh, I'm getting good at doing this.
Thank you, Jay Baby.
There's our email address for the show. You can email us with a yay or nay on the pumpkin thing, pumpkin carving, jack-o'-lanterns, and yeah. But anyway, this is a good one. See, this is what's fun about this time of year. You got all these little fun things going on. You know, it's a good time. Excuse me, I'm burping coffee.
Will you stop telling us that? We don't need to know.
Well, I'm not telling everybody. I'm telling you.
Oh gosh, gross.
Hey, so what kind of is? Do you got a list? You know what's going on today? Is any kind of special holidays or something going on?
Yeah.
Today?
I mean, oh my,
national days of something.
Oh gosh, there is 18 days today. Can you believe that?
Oh, stop it. Really?
Hi, Gina. Welcome back. I swear to you. Some of them are just not worth mentioning.
No, but, don't. Just mention the fun ones.
Well, it is National Pet Obesity Day. So if you have an obese pet, make sure to walk it or feed it less. Play with it, something, but take care of it.
Uh-huh.
There's also Ada. I've never heard of this. Ada Lovelace Day, but that is the achievement of women in science, technology, engineering, and math. So it's trying to encourage women, but I thought that was some called STEM or something, to do those things.
I don't know. It
also Emergency Nurse Day. So hi, Kelson. We need to honor the critical role emergency responded nurses and trauma nurses play in our healthcare system. Why are you laughing?
These are boring. Oh, Man Cave says what? He has a fat sausage. Man Cave says he's got a fat sausage dog.
Oh, well, it's National No Bra Day. Is that better?
This is a family show, Dana.
Oh, Joe. I know. Well, you're like, that's boring. That's boring. That's boring. International Day of Failure.
You got all the guys' attention.
Now, International Day of Failure. That means do not be afraid to fail, because that's when you achieve things. You learn from failures. So there
that's
you go.
True.
Thanks, Gina. Woo, woo. Toss, you remember those days? I remember. I remember being young and going to the beach, and there was women protesting, burn your bras. I'm like, what's going on, Mom? And it was like, I don't remember. They're crazy. But it was funny. It's International Skeptic Day.
What day?
That day. Skeptic, you know, be a skeptic. Yeah.
Like you're a skeptic about
Hi,
things?
Hey, Randy. Huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, that's what it is. You asked. I'm just reading them.
All right. I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot
All right.
the messenger.
It is National.
Yeah, I thought she said Septic Day, Steptoe 2. I thought
septic
she said
Septic Day? Oh, no. Skeptic, being a skeptic, not a septic, not your septic tanks, but you should be grateful for those too, because without those you'd have a bloody mess. So there. Be grateful for both.
We're losing control.
Oh no. National M&M Day. How's that? Everybody
the M&M's, yeah, baby.
M&M's. They melt in your mouth and not in your hands.
I am a peanut M&M guy. I like that
too.
I don't really care so much for the regular M&Ms. I like either. Those peanut M&Ms.
No, you need to have stuff. That crunch in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is very important. I think this is very important. I had to deal with this with my son and myself at times. National Stop Bullying Day. I know that everybody uses that word a lot, but
yeah,
I think that's an extremely important, we're having fun, but it is an important day to remember and to, you know, you see something happening, have some cojones and get out there and make a difference and help somebody out. But stop bullying day.
And make sure your kids aren't the bullies.
Exactly.
You know, I remember my kids, when they were in school, starting to be in school and that, I took them aside and I said, now look, if you're going to be, if you're bullied, I need to know if you're going to be bullied, if somebody's being mean to you. Yeah, be sure to let me know. I go, but if you're the one being mean and bullying, remember, I'm a bigger bully than you are, and you'll have to deal with me because I can't tolerate that bullying stuff, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
It's very important. So let's keep that in mind today every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
National Bullying Day.
Yeah.
And National Yorkshire Pudding Day.
Sweet. Man Cave, are you still there? Are you still there? What's that?
I've never had that before.
Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have or not. Dina wants to know if what Yorkshire pudding is. You know what Yorkshire pudding is, Man Cave?
Is that even from where he is from? Oh, or is it from another
Yorkshire
place?
Yorkshire, yeah. Okay.
Yorkshire pudding is one of the best things to have on a carvery. And a carvery is a traditional English dinner.
Can't go wrong
with a good old carvery.
So is it
National Yorkshire Pudding Day?
So is it actually
Yorkshire? Yorkshire, not Yorkshire.
Yorkshire. Is it not? It's not sweet. It's more of a savory thing.
Yeah, but some people have it with jam, and some people have it with gravy. You can have it with whatever. You have it with your mint, your meat.
So what's in it? Tell us about it. What's in it?
It's poopy looking.
Did you say it was poopy looking?
Like poopy, like it's like it puffs up in the side, and there's something in the middle.
You mean like it goes down it?
That's what I said. Poofy.
No, you sound like you said poopy.
You need to clean your ears out, dude. There's
puffy.
Something going on.
It's puffy.
Poofy. Clean your ears out. Clean your ears out. It's poofy around the sides and it goes down in the middle. What and is it?
It's like a pastry?
That's what it looks like. It would be like a croissant-y, flaky.
Because it's always jamming.
What?
Brownie Third said, Man Cave has it with jam because he's always jamming. There you go. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Thanks,
is
Mike.
It flaky? Is it flaky like a croissant? Bye, Mike.
No. It's hard. Like, basically, do you know like how batter is made?
Yeah.
Like with eggs, flour.
Right.
And yeast and salt and all of that. And then, I think you put eggs in with it as well. Stir it all up, put it in a baking tray, and then you put goose fat around the tray to make it proper, expand, and then bam.
Sounds like just a fancy biscuit, what we'd call a biscuit.
No, listen.
You have to look. You've
had a carvery when you was in England.
Yes, I have several. Love them.
And you know them round things you have on them?
I just ate stuff. I didn't really stop and look at it.
He just put it in his mouth and asked later.
They'd come and say, what would you like? What would you like, sir? Give me something early. Give me everything.
Hi, Saucy. When I made a Dutch baby, the Dutch baby kind of went up on the sides and poofed around, and then the middle was you could put whatever you wanted in. That's what it looks like to me. But they're smaller. They look like a muffin tin. And then I've seen it, like what you've said, Asha, where they have gravy. They pour brown, I'm guessing it's gravy, over it.
Yeah, but I put mint sauce on mine with the gravy. Oh. Oof.
They eat some good stuff over there in England.
A Yorkshire pudding is like, when you're having a Sunday dinner, a Yorkshire pudding is the essential. If you don't get Yorkshire pudding with that dinner, it's a waste of time. Don't care how good the meat is or how good like the peas or the veg is. If there's no Yorkshire pudding, mate, it's like English people who are here will know exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
No Yorkie, no Sunday dinner. No jab, no job.
No Yorkie, no Sunday dinner. Oh, okay.
So, Asha, do you guys have like mashed potatoes then? Or is this instead of the mashed potatoes?
Yeah, like mashed potato is second to a Sunday dinner.
Okay.
So, like, okay. if you're having mashed potato with it, but then the thing is, there's so many ways to do it. People do it creamy and some do it fluffy.
Gotcha.
Fluffy mashed potato is better.
Wow.
Yeah. Sunday dinners.
That's interesting.
You're making me hungry, man.
I know, and it's like, I like how they
fancy
like...
one. Like I'm thinking, I've not had one for a while as well.
Uh-huh.
We, now, Asha, do you guys eat mint jelly a lot of the times, or just at holidays?
No, I didn't touch jelly, like mint jelly and that. But
other you people, just said I reckon you other eat people mint do. Jelly.
No, mints. Like it's mint, not mint, mint jelly. M I N T. Mint sauce. Yeah, like
mint
like,
sauce.
But it's yeah, called so it's mint like, jelly.
Yeah, but it's grinded fine and put in with vinegar, and it's all like mixed in with vinegar. And then you put that.
That
in
sounds like something that you need to try.
I need to. I always thought it was like a thick jelly stuff, so I have to look at that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have it like that.
Proper. What do I Google? Proper English mint jelly.
No, it's not mint jelly.
Just Google
Hellman's mint sauce.
Mint sauce?
Mint sauce.
Stop.
Google God. Hellman's mint sauce.
Yes. Mint sauce recipe. Great British chefs. How's that? Great. And it's all British. British.
Now you've just gone too far, Dina. Like, do you know what I mean?
I want to see what it is. Line.
You've gone American now.
Oh, it looks like chimichurri sauce. It looks like chimichurri sauce. That's what it looks like.
Are you two going to break out in a big fight here in a minute?
Oh, goodness. I have a Man Cave t-shirt rounding third. Was I not one of your first to get one of your shirts, Man Cave?
I think you were. You got one right after he put them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got one. Saturday Night Smoke got one. Coltrane's got one. And someone else has got one as well. So, yeah.
I know. You know what's so funny, Tuttles, is that I was taking Aaron to work, and I saw on the back of somebody's car, "Got Mike." I wanted to take a picture of it, but they took off the other way. I'm like, dang. Yeah, I want a Got Mike t-shirt. Heck yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway, back to the mint sauce. It looks like a chimichurri sauce. But I always thought, you know, there is a mint jelly. And I thought that that's what you said. And that's what got me kind of confused, because I thought, oh, you guys eat that stuff all the time. It looks, you know, like jelly. But this looks much better. This mint sauce looks much better than jelly.
Dude, Mr. T, are you feeling a little? Mr. T, are you feeling a little left out?
I mean, 10 minutes.
Mr. T, when Man Cave is on, we are all second. Well, Mr. T, you never call in. You should call in. I don't know why you won't go out. He calls in everybody's show but mine. I don't know what that all about.
All right, enough about the mint sauce. In Yorkshire. How did you say it?
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire
pudding day. Everybody go try some. So there.
I'm just having a good time, man. I'm having a blast.
Hi, Smooth. Welcome.
Hey, Smooth. Hey, with all that being said,
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is? What time is time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Joe.
All right.
Nice.
Get to the right day here. Right day. All right. So we're going to start this day in the year of 1978. British rock band Queen releases their single, Fat Bottom Girls. Queen guitarist Brian May wrote this song, which is about a young man who comes to appreciate women with substantial girth. May told Mojo magazine, I wrote it with Fred in mind, as you do, especially if you've got a great singer who likes fat bottom girls or boys. So here is Queen with Fat Bottom Girls.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight.
Thanks, Rounding Tree. Oh, Rounding Third. Thanks, Band Cave.
Thanks, guys.
Red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girl to make the rockin' world go round.
I love me some Queen. Mm-hmm. These guys can rock. So that's Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Welcome, Lucky Irish.
Great song. Great band.
Right. And then we will move on to the year 1979. American singer and songwriter Michael Jackson went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, his first track off his studio album Off the Wall. It was the first solo recording over which Jackson had creative control. The song won Jackson his first Grammy Award in the American Music Award. Here is Michael Jackson with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
You know, hi,
AJ.
Hi, AJ. How you doing? And Jess is here, too.
Because hi, Jess.
The phone, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
Yeah!
Uh-huh.
Get down! This is Michael Jackson with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Another great song.
That is a good song. It's going to be good to hear all these in their entirety.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, we're going to do that on this Friday. We're going to have all these songs played in their entirety. Dina Joe's going to have another music show Friday night.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go to the year 1984. American singer-songwriter Stevie Wonder started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with I Just Called to Say I Love You, his seventh U.S. number one. The single reached the top of three different charts, Hot 100, Adult Contemporary, and R&B, and stayed at the top of each for 3 weeks. It was a major international hit and remains Wonder's best-selling single to date, having topped a record 19 different charts. Here's Stevie Wonder with I Just Called to Say I Love You.
No New Year's Day.
Hi, Crazy Lady.
This is a great song. The whole point of this song is he's telling you that, you know, we don't need all these other days just to tell someone you love them. Pick up the phone and call and say you love them. Call your loved ones. Stevie Wonder, I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Okay.
And I didn't really realize that about that song until we had the Stevie Wonder night, you know, and I was going through setting it up and I actually listened to the words because I'm not a lyric guy. I don't listen to lyrics and I'm listening to it and I'm going, oh my God, what a great song, you know, so that's a beautiful song. Yeah.
It's important.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Stevie. We're going to go to the year 1986. You can take care of that.
I got it.
1986, Canadian singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell, Ladies of the Canyon, is certified platinum by the Record Association. The title makes reference to Laurel Canyon, a central popular music culture in Los Angeles during the 60s. It's a beautiful canyon you drive through, and there's Richie houses through there, and they always had parties going through there growing up. The album includes several of Mitchell's most noted songs, Big Yellow Taxi, Woodstock, and The Circle Game. Here's Joni Mitchell with Big Yellow Taxi from her Ladies of the Canyon album. Welcome, Big Chief. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
What a nice voice.
With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot.
Big Yellow Taxi. By Joni Mitchell.
Don't know what you've got till it's gone. It paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
You know, we've had several other Joni Mitchell songs, uh-huh, in the show that you've given me. And you always put John, J-O-N, John Mitchell. Oh. So I'm looking for John Mitchell.
Probably auto-corrects it when I'm putting it in there really quickly.
It could be. It could be. But I'm always looking for a John Mitchell. I don't find no John Mitchell.
Keep you looking. Keep you on your toes. All right.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
1990, the year 1990, British singer-songwriter George Michael went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Praying for Time, his seventh U.S. solo number one, and his last solo single to occupy the top of a chart in the U.S., a dark and somber reflection on social ills and injustices is hailed by all critics. The single peaked at number six in the U.K. It was the first song of political motivation he had released as a single since his earlier days with Wham. Here is George Michael with Pain for Time.
Whatever happened to the other guy in Wham? Did he ever do anything?
I don't know.
This is George Michael with Praying for Time. I know he had a good career. George, mm-hmm, Michael did. Hey, yeah. Adina Joe, before you go to the next one. Lady Me posted in here that William Shatner became the oldest man to ever go into space at 90 years old. They blasted off.
I kind of heard something about that, but I didn't think it was happening right away. He really did?
Yeah, yeah. He went up in Jeff Bezos' rocket. And he's up there. Yeah.
Who's
Captain
he up there
Kirk's
with?
Going to space. Captain Kirk.
That's funny. Did they play the music when they took off?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I would have loved to see that. That's funny.
How awesome is that? How awesome is that? I don't know what he had to pay to do it, but man, good for him. Good for him. Oh, I mean, that's just fun stuff. That's exciting, you know. Let's give him a cheer here. Yeah.
Yay.
Way to go, Captain Kirk. Way to go, buddy. Thanks for mentioning that, Lady Me. Thanks for that. All right, Dina Jo.
Okay. No more. What is he on? Expedia? Is he expediting himself up into the... What are the commercials he does for...
Oh, yeah.
One
Expedia.
Of those? Is it Expedia or one of them for traveling?
Yeah. He's not really the rocket man. Yeah, really.
All right, we're going to go to the year 2002. I've never heard of these guys, but I thought it sounded funny. The Spanish sisterly act Los Ketchup scores a UK number one hit with the strangely infectious song, The Ketchup Song. The group is made up of Pilar, Lola, and Luisa Munez, three sisters from Spain. They took their name in honor of their father, a flamenco guitarist. Is that how you say it?
Flamenco, yeah.
Yes, guitarist, known as El Tomato. The Tomato Song was a huge international hit. The lyrics are based on snippets of the 1979 Sugar Hill Gang song, Rapper's Delight. Here is Los Ketchup with The Ketchup Song.
This is the original version, so it is in Spanish.
With the magic in his eyes, checking every girl inside, grooving like he does the mambo. And he's the man playing la disco, playing sexy, feeling hotter. He's the king, bailando ritmo, ragatanga. And the DJ
It sounds like they sing in Spanish and then they sing in English. So this is the Ketchup song by Lost Ketchup. Sounds like a fun song.
It did. All right.
Last right up there with the Macanera.
Macarena. Macarena. All right. We're going to end today in this year and music history in the year 2011 with one of my favorite bands, American band Maroon 5, were at top of the 10 with UK singles Moves Like Jagger, featuring Christina Aguilera. Its lyrics refer to a man's ability to impress a female with his dance moves, which he compared to Moves Like Jagger. The video featured old video footage of Jagger and his iconic dance moves. The Moves Like Jagger was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Pop Duo and Group Performance at the 54 Grammy Awards. Here is Maroon 5 with Christina Aguilera with Moves Like Jagger.
Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5.
Very nice. And we
Vice Move. See you later.
You can hear these songs in their entirety this Friday when Dina Jo presents her songs from the Today in Music History shows. That'll be tonight, Friday night at 8 p.m. Good job, Dina Jo.
Thank you, sir.
Very informative. Very informative.
Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Yeah, and we had a lot of fun. We did that last Friday, and we had a lot of fun in that show. A lot of good music, and it's really mixed because we're playing them back as we did them during the week. So it's 5 days. You know, it's every day by itself. You know, the group of songs from Monday, the group of songs from Tuesday. So you get a wide range of different dates, you know, so you could end up with, like last week, you could end up with, Judy Garland, you know, singing,
one song,
that song over the rainbow from, Wizard of Oz, get her singing that song, and then we blast into Metallica, So I mean, it's
that'd be a fun show.
stripper music.
Nothing sounding something like that.
Somebody came into the show Friday night, and they go, "Did I miss the stripper music?"
I think he was rounding third, probably, because he was teasing that one day, that song. It was like, "Whoa, whoa!" I was like, "Whoa, there it goes!"
You missed it. Sorry,
buddy. Welcome, UTO.
a lot of good times, a lot of fun times. So,
yes, thank you all for coming.
So there you have, there you go. That's a lot of fun. We love music. We love music in this podcast.
Yeah,
and the one thing about music is music's a mood setter. You know, it'll set the mood. You know, it'll set you, put you in a mood, and it'll take you out of a mood also. So if you're kind of down, you're feeling bad. Well, if you put in some dance music, some really heart pumping dance music, it'll pick you up. You know, good old fashioned rock and roll. It'll get you going, you know. And the one thing I've always said that, the music you loved growing up when you were in your teens and maybe into your early 20s and that, you had bands you just loved. I love these bands. I love this music. Well, you know what? Go back and start listening to that stuff again. If you loved it, listen to it again, blow the dust off those CDs.
It brings back memories and
stuff.
Yes,
it does.
It just kind of puts a smile on your face usually.
Yeah, it does. And get back and listen to that music, get back and listen to it. Take a little time. you know, you don't have to give yourself a full evening. Sometimes just give yourself a 15 minutes. 15 minutes is – sometimes 15 minutes is a good anywhere from 3 to 5 songs. 3 to 5 songs. That's all it takes. I pull out my 8-tracks. Exactly. Yeah. I don't even know if you could find an 8-track player. I do not have any 8-tracks.
Those did not last at all.
They were like a step on a ladder, you know. They were, you know, you had your car radio, and they wanted something a little bit better for car radios and more portable, something that people can just listen to without the ads. So they came out with the 8-track player, you know. And then the 8-track player became the thing that you got in your car so you could drive and listen to 8-tracks. And then 8-tracks kind of came and left and opened the door for cassette players, cassette tapes, you know, and then cassette tapes came and opened the door for CDs, you know, CDs. So, yeah, I remember I had a, what did I have when Grammy and I met? I had a, what year was it? I think it was a 98. I had a 98 Toyota Tacoma, and it had a, it had a cassette player in it. It had a regular cassette player in it. And I told her I was going to take my truck into the dealer and see if I could have them put a CD player in it, you know, get rid of the tape player and get a CD player. So I went there. I came back. I had a completely new truck.
Thank you guys for all the likes.
Had a completely new truck. And Grammy goes, what happened? I go, well, I got the CD player, but they gave me this truck to go with it. An 8-track, that's, I think it's the number of tracks that were on the tape that you're actually listening to. That's why they called it an 8-track. And I believe that you had 4 tracks on one side of the tape and 4 tracks on the other side of the tape. Because if I remember correctly, that the 8-track player would play it all in one direction, and then the head would flip and play the tape on the back side of the tape, which had the other side of the record on it. So 8-track player. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting stuff. And you know what? It put out the sound. I'm telling you, it was a good quality sound. I mean, people knock 8-track players, but it was good, solid sound. And what it was is you always had the you had the old reel-to-reel tape players. You know, you had a big reel of audio tape and you run it through your tape player and then you played it, you know. Well, those were like 8 tracks too, also, I believe. I'm not sure. But anyway, you had a reel-to-reel tape stereo, tape player stereo. Well, what they did was they made that to a convenient carrying thing, and the 8-track player came out. It's a little, like a big... It's a big cassette about the size of your hand.
It's huge.
And you'd shove it into the tape player and then it'd mess up on you and you'd pull your tape out, your cassette tape out, your 8-track player tape out, and it'd be all tangled up inside there and it's eating your music. Oh yeah. And then you'd get mad and you'd start kicking it because it's under your dash, and then you'd rip it out, and not that that ever happened to me, of course. No, that kind of stuff never happened to me.
they would always come out and you had to try to use a little pencil or something to turn it back in. I'm here, still here. Yeah.
Well, cassette players did this, you know, your regular cassette players did the same thing. Something
they
would snag
that easier, tape. They were easier to get back together, I thought.
Yeah, because you put your pencil in the one end and you just reel it all back in. Yeah, you couldn't do that with the 8-tracks. There was no way of fixing those things. Yeah. Sounded personal, old man. Yeah, it did. Yeah, good. But you know what? And then when the CD players, CDs and CD players came out, all of a sudden vinyls disappeared. Your LPs, your long playing records. They disappeared. You know, people stopped making them. And then the streaming came, and so everything's streamlined now.
But you know what? So it made a little bit of a comeback were the vinyl records. They have made a little bit of a comeback.
They're trying to come back.
Yeah, they're trying to come back. And it's funny. My son Rich, he's really a music head. He loves music and he's into music. And I remember he got a CD player and he was all, "Oh man, this is the best sound ever. Listen how good this sounds." And he was right, you know, it sounds good and everything, and it's so much better than the LPs, than the albums, the vinyls and all this and that. And then after a while, he wanted a turntable. I was like, "What do you want a turntable for?" He goes, "'Cause wow, listen to these albums. Listen to these." And he puts it on an album and it's like, "Man, this is the best sound ever." And I go, "Well, you do realize that the CD players took the place of the records." He goes, "Yeah, I know, but there's a good quality sound here." And he was right. There is a good quality sound to a vinyl. It's something about that needle cutting in those grooves and vibrating and turning into sound wave. I mean, there's just the technology, something about it, you know. So yeah, I mean, I had friends who had you go into their house and
hi PPG, welcome.
They'd have a wall full of albums, you know, just,
oh yeah,
thousands of albums
until I got rid of them. I wish I would have never, but there's nothing you can do.
You and me both, Dana Jo.
Hey, I'm Snow, welcome.
You and me both. I had all kinds of stuff. And we, but when we've talked about it before, you and I have off air, and you know, yeah, we both threw all those albums. Wish we had them back. I tell you what, yeah, good stuff. Music, get the music back in your lives. You know, we need to get the music back in lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The hills are alive.
Oh dear God.
The sound of
no.
Yeah. What? I'm just
out of control.
I'm just trying to have a little song in my heart.
Song in your heart.
Oof. It sounds like there's an audience in the background talking.
I hear something.
Yeah, it's not. It's
a deer,
and I'm back driving
a female deer.
Yeah, that's not what it is. Yeah, that's what it is, but that's what it sounds like. Yeah, doe a deer. You know, the sound of music's a great music. I mean, it's a great movie. It's a great movie. And if you got little kids, they would love to see The Sound of Music. You know, it's got Julie Andrews in it. The lady that played the original Mary Poppins, which is another great movie for little kids. Mary Poppins and that kind of stuff. I mean, it's fun. Those are fun movies, and the music's great in them. I can't remember who the composer was of most of that music in The Sound of Music. And I think that's I think that movie was based on a real life family.
Yes, it was.
I thought so, yeah.
Wasn't that during the
real
World
Von Trapp family singers?
Wasn't that during World War II, Eric?
Yes.
Yeah.
They immigrated from Austria, and they I think they lived in like Vermont or somewhere in New England or upstate New York. And the one lady who inspired Louisa, I think she had died a couple years ago, and she died a couple months short of what would have been her 100th birthday.
Really? Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, that's a fun movie, though. I mean, it's got such great movie. I mean, it's not fun as a ha-ha-ha, you know, comedy, because it takes, you know, it's the story about this family. But the music in it is great. It's a great musical. Great musical. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Marcos. Welcome, D. Thomas.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here Monday through Friday, and this is our Wednesday show. We're here at 7 in the morning. We're here, that's Pacific time. Just to get your day started, get you out the door feeling good about yourself, feeling good about life, and getting ready to face those challenges. We're anti-hate, anti-anger. We don't like that stuff. We want to keep it out of our podcast, and we just want we don't talk current events, and we don't talk religion and politics. So we just want to have a good time. We just want to have a laugh, and we've been doing this now for 19 months now. Wow. It's a long time. We're closing in on 2 years. Eric and Dina Joe. Two years. We're closing in on 2 years of doing this. Who would have thought?
Did you see Tuttles put on there? I never saw that the Sound of Music, you were talking about the Sound of Music, was a live one on TV.
I didn't see that. No, I didn't know that was happening.
NBC did a special a few years ago, I remember.
Oh, did they? Huh.
Yeah, with Carrie Underwood and, you know, can't think of the other names that were featured in. I know Audra McDonald was in it. Could play.
Oh, yeah, he says it. Mother. Yeah, he says it was 4 years ago. No, I did not see that. Of course, I don't watch. It's probably been close to, you know, 6-7 years since I've watched just the regular TV channels. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time since I watched that stuff. so I don't know. I would have missed it. That would have been a good one to see. Yeah. Carrie Underwood? Oh, yeah. She's a good singer.
Oh, my gosh. Good stuff. That would have been
good. Yeah, that would have been good. I wonder if you can find
it. I know we oftentimes say TV used to be really good back in the old days when you know, you had network executives who gave show producers and writers the freedom to do their own shows.
Okay,
and,
hey, Mom.
You know, encouraged creativity and encouraged people to take risks.
Hi,
but nowadays, you don't see that anymore.
No.
And then you don't see an awful lot of wholesome TV shows on TV anymore.
No. Yeah, I find myself watching old movies, old TV shows, sports. That's about it. Mm-hmm. And that's about what I watch now. I
watch something to make me laugh.
Or if you like pay a small subscription to subscribe, say, to like Netflix or one of the other subscription on demand services.
Uh-huh.
Because you'll find that they're willing to be creative.
Yeah, exactly. And Dina Joe, what do you mean you watch stuff to make you laugh? You were watching a spooky, scary movie the other day.
No,
you
that was the commercial that came on.
That was a commercial?
Yes, for that new, because you were talking about the other day when we were on the podcast, you were talking about the Halloween like a remake. Yeah, yeah, some remake, and with Jamie Lee Curtis, and there was the commercial right there.
Oh, that is true.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new version of what was she in? Halloween? Halloween 13? No, what?
I'm not sure. She's in the hospital. What was she in? Like,
the Halloween movie?
For me, yeah.
And it had either Mike Myers or his cousin Jason or, I don't know, Freddy. I don't know who's the bad guy in that movie.
Oh, hey, Glenn, how are you? Yeah, Stinky Dad is Glenn, by the way.
Oh, hi, Glenn.
Stinky Dad, Glenn.
But yeah, I don't know who the guy is, but this is supposed to be the end all of end alls. I mean, she was in the original movie,
yeah,
and now she's in the one that's supposed to bring the whole thing to an end.
Yeah, like he's coming after me, and I'm gonna get him. She said,
"Yeah." Ooh, she's gonna kill this thing once and for all. Halloween.
Well, she's part of horror movie royalty because her mother Janet Leigh was in Psycho.
Yeah, and you know, and she was known as the original Scream Queens.
Yeah.
You know, she was apparently, I mean, she was saying that she got that part. I heard on an interview a long time ago that because she could scream. And that's what they liked. Oh yeah, yeah. We want that in the movie. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta be able to scream. Yeah, there you go. Man. Halloween is Jamie Lee Curtis with Michael. Thank you, Jay Baby. Thank you, Jay Baby. You know, we've got the most knowledgeable.
She's had it with you.
Huh?
I know. She's had it with you.
Oh, I didn't notice the Baby. I didn't notice the old Lord part in the beginning.
Oh, no. He just passed over that.
Yeah. I pass over that. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Jay Baby, after our podcast is done and you go on about your day, does your eyes hurt from all the eye rolling you do? She rolls her eyes. She probably rolls her eyes for so much, you know.
Like, I gotta take a break and say something to this man. Put him in his, tell him.
You know, the next time I come and visit, next time me and Grammy come and visit and we have the big gathering at your house, I'm afraid I'm going to be sat down and everybody's going to be yelling at me.
Well, you should be. You put me in a spot there, mister. Only here, so you need to come back and deal with it.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be screaming at me, yeah. I scream at shows I miss and have to listen to on replay.
That's funny.
I hear Grammy listens to almost all the shows. I don't think she's missed a show listening to it on the rebound. And she's always, I can hear her always correcting me when she's listening to the show. That's just too tough right there. Hey, listen, we're out of time. We got to get out of here. We got things to do, people to see, places to go. I want to thank everybody for coming in and spending your little bit of an hour and 15 minutes with us. We just really appreciate you all. What a great group of guys you guys are. We appreciate you all so much.
Thank you so much. Hi,
Tony Beth. Eric, you want to plug some shows?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, if John DeVito should do a show today, be on lookout for him. Otherwise, be on lookout for Milk Dog. Be on lookout for Impromptu Cummings' Culture and Mike Tempe. Prime time, you got the Beans and Weenie show with Scooter and Spanky, and you also got a condensed Wednesday edition of the Slightly Serious Show, as James has got to do some work meetings. So, but he'll be on, and I know we'll be back tomorrow morning, and hopefully Ralph will have some shows coming up soon, and many more great shows, and our music show on Friday evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't forget, you can catch this show again on the WESN Epic Strategies Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And catch it again over there. And then plus you can download it. You can download it and listen to it through Podbean, Spotify. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Deezer Podcasters, Podcast Addicts, Stitcher. We're getting out there. We're trying to get our podcast out there for other people. And just have a good time today. Just get out there and have some good fun. Just have some fun. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. You've made it through the first part of the week. Now you're going to cruise into the weekend. Tomorrow's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yay! It all starts all over again. So bye, we do appreciate you all coming in and having fun. Bye, spread the word. Jay. Tell your friends and family. Run into people. Tell them to check out the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Joy.
Don't run into people. Yeah. Yeah, don't. Crazy train.
I mean, be nice. Yeah. And now, everybody's favorite time of the show, a final word with Dina Jo.
Yes. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us, you guys. We love you so much. We really do appreciate every single one of you coming in and making us laugh and smile with us. Hope to see you tomorrow and have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Dina Jo. I remember when we started doing that. You know, Podbeam added that magic spell sound effect on here.
Yes.
And then we did it that one time, and it was like, oh, good Lord. Yeah, fairy dust. And I said, you know, I'm just going to keep doing it until you say to stop. And well, you haven't said to stop yet, so we're still doing it.
There we go.
It's a fun, fun thing to do, yeah. Hey, have a great day, everybody. Do random acts of kindness. Go out there and smile. Remember, try to get 5 people to smile today. Get out there and smile. They'll smile back at you and count it as one. There's one. And have a great day. Get out and laugh. Do some laughing. Our music's done. We're out of here. Love you all. Have a great day.
Bye.
Love you. God bless you. We'll see you all next time.
See you tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific time.
Later, Gators.